Hello, and welcome to Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is JC Bratton reporting from San Jose, California, as always. And today's episode is going to focus on the concept of female stalkers. Mystery and Suspense Magazine. So they're an online and print magazine. They're new. They are based out of Oregon. The editor-in-chief, his name is Sam, he reached out to me actually about writing a story related to dolls and horror because he saw that I wrote Dollhouse and was very interested in having a feature on the eMag about horror and different horror tropes. And so I wrote a story about horror dolls. And then since then, he's like, hey, you know, just keep writing some features in horror. And we uncovered another topic, which was the appeal of slasher horror, or, you know, the serial killer of horror. So I went ahead and wrote a story about that. And then the last one I just published was about the final girl in horror. So it's a trope in which, if you recall from like many of the various Friday the 13th movies, for example, you had that they're infamous for having the final girl. So like the last person who's going to go up against Jason Voorhees is usually female, and she meets a certain sort of stereotype. And we talk about that and so forth in that article. But anyway, great magazine. It's a lot of fun to write for. So I'm actually on their featured authors page, which is really cool. And I just turned in another article that's going to be published on April 23rd about what we call the female stalker. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm not going to read the article to you because it hasn't been published yet, but I wanted to at least give you an idea about this whole topic of female stalker. So, you know, when we think about stalkers, we usually think about men. Right. Unfortunately, sorry, guys out there, you know, you're usually in that bucket of stalker. So anyway, we think about, Jason Voorhees of the world, you know, creeping upon, you know, unsuspecting campers. We think about Michael Myers from the original Halloween, you know, creeping upon Laurie Strode. But we also think about real life stalkers, right? So for example, there's the Night Stalker himself, Richard Ramirez. There's also John Hinckley Jr., if we recall. He's the person who was stalking Jodie Foster. And then in order to get her attention, he actually attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan. So you know, the stalker phenomenon, if you will, has been around for years and years and years. And like I said, it's been typically related to men. But there was a study done in 2003 from Malloy and Boyd, and they talked about the female stalker. And they actually figured that female stalkers sort of had a certain stereotype about themselves. Usually they're predominantly single, heterosexual, educated individuals in their mid-30s, and they were pursuing their victims for at least a year. And their victims were usually male acquaintances who were a little bit older. And essentially, they classified stalkers into five categories, and four of which were categories where females were in the mix. That included the rejected stalker, the intimacy-seeking stalker, the incompetent stalker, and the resentful stalker. But then there was that fifth stalker, which is called the predatory stalker, but that one's more along the lines with males. Now, each one is very specific and has various qualities. So in my article that you'll find on April 23rd, it's I'm going to focus on what specific characters in film and literature relate to each one of those stalker types. So let me just briefly highlight what each stalker type means. So the rejected stalker is a stalker who follows at the end of a relationship. So it's a person who's like torn apart because that relationship ended. And so the stalking and obsession happens as a result of this abandonment that happened during the end of the relationship. The intimacy-seeking stalker is a stalker that's really looking for a connection, really looking to find somebody that they can connect with. And a lot of times they latch on to somebody who doesn't necessarily reciprocate the attention, but in their kind of warped sense of reality, they feel that that person is reciprocating. So that's the intimacy-seeking stalker. The third one was the incompetent stalker, which is kind of, the stalker is very awkward, has no social skills, but is kind of creeping behind the scenes, and maybe has, you know, taking photos of people, maybe, you know, following them around, but again, not necessarily thinking that they're going to get any reciprocation because they actually have very low self-esteem and they're not very sociable, but they still have objects of obsession. And then the resentful stalker is the one that really wants to frighten their victims. They're about, you know, settling a score. They want to make sure that they are known. They have, you know, they want vindication. So it's a very frightening type of stalker. And then the last one, again, which is not really related to females, is the predatory stalker. That's the one that's really about, you know, capture, torture, bondage, just really, you know, the physical attack of the victim. So again, not necessarily in the world of a female stalker, but those were the five different stalker types that were identified. So it's a very interesting phenomenon in the sense that, you know, female stalkers are actually a force to be reckoned with. You know, it's about, I believe the there was a study done about community-based studies done that said that women are identified as perpetrators in 12 to 13% of cases in stalking. So I don't always think it's just the men. And we talk about that specific phrase, hell hath no fury, like a woman scorned. Well, maybe that's kind of true. So again, objects of obsession. It goes back to, you know, severe abandonment issues. A lot of it is, you know, heavily psychological, right? And a lot of it, you know, deeply rooted in some sort of event that happened in childhood or young adulthood that actually causes the person to go into that obsessed level. From a psychological perspective, actually, it's been known that these sort of people who kind of are put into that bucket of female stalkers are actually people who tend, not always, but tend to have borderline personality disorder. So, which is, you know, it's a type of cluster B personality disorder in along the lines of narcissistic personality disorder, but again, more heavily on the female side of the house. So anyway, very interesting topic and in general, just thinking about that and you know, objects of obsession and how people behave. But look for that article, April 23rd, Mystery and Suspense Magazine. So it's mysteryandsuspense.com. And hopefully you guys get a chance to read it. It's free, and I would love to get your feedback.